bebop and getting my big boy shit. She's a
glamorous girl. Yeah, you got this hard ass intro coming in this week.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Lifer.
Well, did they? Is he dead?
I think so.
I think he might have got a stay of execution once or twice.
Yeah, he out of here.
Is he?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I mean, he dead anyway. You got life in jail.
And, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's 50.
Okay, oh, he's 50?
So he's still, he's still alive?
He's still alive.
He got a stay of execution. Because I remember when we were at tech school, that they were supposed to kill him March 9th. And that was...
Biggie Day.
And I believe he was granted... one in January of that year, and it would be January of 08, and then another one on Biggie Day, because we talked about it at school.
Yeah.
And then...
Bobby liked that song.
Yeah, everybody. Shout out my pops. That was his jam.
He from Philly, so... Yeah. And he a little bit younger than
Hilltop. Bobby. He's from the Hilltop, 52nd Parkside, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's West Philly.
Correct.
That's Bobby Hood.
It's his hood.
West Philly.
Shout out Bobby.
Born and raised.
No, I was going to do it, but I stopped. I was going to say, on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Should I do Christopher Walken? Yeah, on the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
It's butter, right?
Yeah, that's good.
So you're going to someplace exotic, Tahiti, Hawaii. You stabbed me. What did he say? In the gym, they're joining. He's like,
I don't know.
You're coming at my guy all wrong here.
As soon as you said exotic, I just thought about Joe, man.
You're coming at my guy Joe Exotic all wrong here. You do it again, I'm going to stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She put sardine oil all over his body to get the tiger to gnaw on him.
Yeah, tore that ass up.
At first, she was going to use a chipper. She was going to put him in a chipper.
Tiger style.
Oh my God. Tiger style. Roger, you tiger now. You remember that commercial back in the day? Roger, you tiger now.
You tiger now.
Remember he used to do that all the time to Vince? He'd be like, yeah. No, Vince, you tiger now.
You tiger now.
Wonder what the fuck happened to that dude.
Vince?
Yeah.
I ran into Vince one day at Wawa. This was like a couple years after school.
Yeah.
Ran into him. He still had that same car.
No.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. I think he had the same joint.
I'm trying to remember. I know exactly what it looks like. It was the hatchback. It was a red hatchback joint, correct? Something like that?
I don't know. That shit, I don't even know what the fuck that was. That shit.
Look in my eyes. Look in my eyes,
that
sir.
That shit came out before I was born. I know that.
I want to say it was late 70s model Honda Civic.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
What the fuck is that?
Vince, remember the day you did the meth?
No. He did meth.
All right. Well, okay. So allegedly he did the meth. He was like, he came in and he's like, yo, he looked rough, right? Like so first of all, Vince always looked rough. He looked like Bebop or Rocksteady, like from the fucking Ninja Turtles, but before they turned into their animal form, like when they were just regular people, he looked like one of them.
Yeah, not big. Right? Vince was a big white dude.
What I'm saying.
He's a big white motherfucker.
Like you clearly could have said, like if fucking
you could have said he was Clay Matthews' brother with a haircut,
with a mohawk. Remember he had the mohawk, curly mohawk.
Yeah.
So it's not so. Yeah, so what I was saying would make sense. If Oroku Saki, a.k.a. Shredder, came and was like, yo, I'm looking for some fucking dudes to maybe turn into, like a warthog or something like that, Vince would probably be the guy.
Yeah, fuck it.
So, warthog guy
I'll take a check for that.
Comes in and he's all fucking, he's like, I'm like, yeah, damn, what's up? You had a rough, he's like, yeah, dude, yeah, it was a rough weekend. It's like, I got all tweaked out. Fucking Friday. And I'm like, that was Friday. It's fucking Monday, bro. And he's like, well, it didn't stop. And I'm like, oh. So basically, like, I know the next question is, can you talk to Cousin Cliff? Can maybe get me pick me up or something? So why don't you just go ask him yourself,
Cliff,
dude?
Had that pool day.
So... Yeah, so Vince is like tweaked out on the meth or whatever, I guess, and then he gets some bumps of the fucking, you know what I mean, of the booger sugar.
Mm-hmm. The white stallion.
And that was the day we went into the stick house, and then fucking he wired the whole, the whole project for like all of us. It was like a group project for all of us, and we just
knocked
stood
outside.
He's like, just, I'd prefer if I just, he wired the box. He did all the box wire and like inside, and he was like, I'd prefer, Bill, I'd prefer like if I could just stay in here. And I was like, well, no argument here, dude. What do you want me to do? And he's like, I'll do all this if you just stand at the door. I'm like, oh, because in case they come, in case they're coming, they know.
Me and Bill outside the stick house playing around. Fuck, I'm recording him doing stupid shit.
Do you remember the day that we pulled Cliff's car? Okay, hold on. Slow down, Bill. So when you pulled into the back of the school, they had like a big
garage
fucking
door.
Big garage. Yeah, big garage door.
Like you
door.
Could fit a tractor trailer through that bitch.
And can you, let me see, pull the, can you pull this on? Hold on 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you want that one?
Yeah, pull that one. So, like on the purple rain cover, remember?
Yeah.
So, we're like, it's beautiful spring day, probably late spring, early summer-ish. So it's like, you know, the bay door's open. If shorts were an option, we probably would have wore shorts and shit too. And then we all went out to lunch or whatever. And then when we came back from lunch, I had the car and then pulled up the car as the bay door. And then I played this song, like we're at school.
He came in blasting this.
Listen to this. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck Wild Bill know about this shit?
Yeah.
Mind you, this is like 07, 08.
Yeah.
This is 08.
Right.
I ain't even know about Yo Gotti at
this. Here it is. Here cocaine. Where fucking Mr. Gary was like, fucking Gary Willie was like, what the? What are you doing? Why did you just pull a car into the building? And I was like, yeah, bumping pure cocaine. So mad. He was so mad, dude. Fuck that guy.
Gary Weldon.
I guess it would be a good time to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, what's good? We back.
Hey, everybody. Angry Algorithms back in the building, you little fucking bed bugs.
Yeah.
You know the vibes. President and Prime Minister, Wild Bill and Just back at it.
Yeah. Another week.
Back in the Ville.
Another ep.
Another
man. We ain't missed no weeks.
We hit the fucking motherland this week.
What's
Ireland.
That?
Ireland.
Yeah.
Yup.
Mm.
Like we got five.
I feel like Irish people and Jamaican people are similar.
Yeah, they both hate the English.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably.
I'm thinking about the accents because when you try to do one accent, you might sound like the other one because you're so bad at it.
Well, yeah, that too. And that, who, like, me or anybody?
Anybody. Like, you try to do an Irish accent, you fuck around and sound like a Jamaican. If you try to do a Jamaican accent and it's bad, you sound like an Irish.
You sound like if you're trying to do an Irish accent, you sound like you got a Fugazi patois.
Yeah. Patois.
Oh, my God. Freestyling tonight. Oh, I got, let me get this algo off. My angry of the week.
Okay. Talk about it.
My angry algo for this week is for all the dick eating ass haters.
Mm.
You know, the ones that like, it's all love to your face or act like they don't hate you, but it's not like super all love. You know what I mean? Like, but there's a little bit of resentment there.
Yeah.
But they really hate you cause they ain't you.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
They hate us cause they ain't us.
And then they're the motherfuckers that are always peeping your page. Like, as soon as you put something up,
the first
motherfucker is right on there.
Watching.
Watching.
But they ain't supporting.
Nah.
They just watching.
Nah. They want to act like, I don't know what you're talking about. What does that mean? You know exactly what it means. You're on my shit, motherfucker. I see you. It says viewed, and then it has a picture of your fucking face.
Yeah. We talking to you.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
Show some love.
There's more than one of you, too.
Show love. It's the Brooklyn way.
I'm not angry. Just the company is.
All right.
Just the pod. You know what I mean?
If that's how you feel, I'm riding.
Show all day.
I'm riding.
You know,
fuck it.
You know what I mean?
We're going to roll you out.
Some of yous have even, you know, if you wanted that froggy shit, I told you, I waited outside.
You know what I mean? You're going to need protective custody, boy.
I waited outside.
You know what I mean?
When you know, so
you know, you already know what time it is. What
fucking time it is.
All right, I got one too.
21's coming for blood.
I got one too. I got one.
All right.
I got the motherfucking Asians in the black community, man. Not showing no
store,
love.
Asian store owners, is that
not,
what you mean?
Not showing no love. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Not the people.
You mean like Miss Lee on Broadway, not you the fucking bitch.
Not the people.
Yeah.
But the people that run the corner stores,
yeah.
The hair salons, yeah. The nail shops, you know what I mean? That, you know, black people come in and give you all their money and shit.
Right.
And you can't show love back to the hood.
Right.
Like, yo, put some money back in the hood.
Right.
Don't take all the money and then don't support.
Don't like, be like all the other Americans.
I saw, be different. I saw this video, right? It was this black dude. He's from Philly. He went to the corner store. He had these shirts. He like, yo, what's up, man? I got these shirts, these nice shirts for your daughter. You want to buy one? They $20.
Yeah.
He was looking like, nah, I ain't buying no shirts. He like, damn, man, I've been coming in here since I've been a little kid.
Yeah.
Spent over $100,000 in here. Like, right. Yo, what's good? You can't show no love. You don't never, you know... Support us out here, nothing. Give back to the community.
Yeah.
You making all this money off of us, and you can't look out.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. Mm-mm. Never.
No.
Never show love. Mm-mm. I mean, we need to boycott these motherfuckers, but we don't stick together like that, man.
I'll be honest. When I was in the art of fencing things taking things back for store credit or cash at bodegas, I'd skip right by Miss Lee's.
Yeah.
Right on by.
Yeah.
Not every time, but a couple times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had a, and I would go to the poppy store, you know what I mean? Because that's all love there.
Yeah.
What do you got? An extension cord? We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking a ceiling fan? It doesn't work. I got a guy, he'll fix it. No problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With all of it. They'll take whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Lee, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have to push up on her. She's like, no, I don't want her. I'm like, no, you do.
Yeah.
No, you do. I said, well, I'm not putting the fucking cans back in my bag.
Yeah.
I'm not putting them fucking cans back in my bag.
Nah.
I had like 97 fucking Red Bulls in there, dude. I'm like, I'm not putting them fucking back in there, dude. Just give me the money.
You beat.
Give me the fucking money.
You barbecued.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, but they don't show no fucking love, dude. They don't give a fuck.
Nah, man. Damn.
I don't even know how the fuck she could have a Mercedes when she's selling like quarter bags of chips, dude.
It's a cold.
Because nobody ain't buying no fucking hoagies in there, I can tell you that.
Oh, nah.
I did see a couple people a couple times by myself. I wasn't one of them, though.
I didn't know they make hoagies in there. In the corner store, the Chinese people do?
She does.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a Chinese person make a sandwich.
I didn't say she made the sandwich. I said they made them in there.
Oh, all right. Somebody's in. I mean, it's a family business.
She had someone of your complexion making the sandwiches.
It's a family business, though. I remember one time
Then he must have been a cousin.
Me and all the bros, right? We sitting on the green box, blowing it down back in the day. We was in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
This big white van pulls up. Mind you, it's two bedroom apartments. Big white van pulls up, about 30 Mexicans and Chinese people hop out this one van and go into one crib.
Yeah.
Getting it. I say, yo, I don't know what the fuck they got going on in there, but it ain't safe, man. It's some nasty shit going on in there, dog. Like, that shit was crazy. Cause I'm like, yo, is this the weed? Is this the weed that got me seeing all these people? Why are you worried about upstairs?
I don't know. It's freaking me out. Yeah, you hear them coming through the floor. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude? It sounds like a goddamn dinosaur up there.
Nah, it's all right.
They're up there doing Hoochie Moody. Rocking them bed springs. For those of you that can't hear it, because it's only me.
Yeah, you look at
I'm like, I keep looking up.
You looking up like it's like we in your crib or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
who the fuck's up there, dude?
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Just walk around. It ain't my house.
Taylor doesn't care either.
Nah, hell no. He don't hear shit.
Taylor's like, whatever, dude. Let's wrap this fucking shit up, man.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm just here to work. Put my 30 time
of them.
In.
Nah, you know what's the worst? You ever seen them on like on bikes in South Philly? Put like 50 motherfuckers on a bike?
Nah. What, like the double handlebar type situation?
Or triple?
Like one in the front, one in the back, and then triple handlebars?
One here, So, like, you're riding here, one on front, like, in front of the seat, sitting down with the two on the front are holding his legs up.
Yeah.
So, you got two on the fucking handlebars and then four or five on the back doing, like, chicken fights. You know what I mean? Like, like a chicken fight setup, like when you're in the pool on shoulders.
Oh, they had them on the shoulders, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never seen no shit like that.
I don't know. It was weird. I thought it was, like, over by the park at 5th and... I'm drawing a blank, but it doesn't matter.
Fifth and Hunt.
Fifth and take my word for it. They were out there. Chicken fights on a fucking bike, dude. I thought it was like a circus event or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Shit. What's going on, man?
Fuck the WWE.
The WWE? Fuck them?
Well, nah, more specifically, like, maybe not them as a whole, because that could be seen as... Now, fuck the Vince the McMahons. So here's a little backstory for anybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about. So somehow the entire planet is shut down, right?
Yeah.
Except for fucking Target or Walmart. Target. Yeah. Oh my God, Target. Oh my God. So except the WWE.
Yeah.
They were deemed an essential business, mm-hmm. but only in one county in Florida, Orlando, that dump. just lost our two Orlando.
That's Disney World.
We've talked about this.
That's Disney,
so the fucking turd burglar, fucking shitbag governor, fucking Ron DeSantis said, you know what? We'll give you the license.
Yeah.
But here's the backstory.
He got a check.
How do you think something like that happens?
He got a check.
Like, and then everybody goes, oh, my God, wait. People like me go, well, yeah.
He got a check.
Trump's
man.
In the WWE Hall of Fame, so he's known to McMahon's for fucking ever.
That's his man.
And everyone forgot. I'm pretty sure Linda McMahon got a cabinet-level position when they were first appointed, like she oversaw small businesses. Oh, and wait, there's more. The day this was announced, all of a sudden, the super PAC that Linda McMahon runs donates $18.5 million to Trump's reelection campaign in Florida. Oh, my God. That's crazy. So then so when you start looking at this is when I kind of took notice, like maybe a week or two ago, I saw fucking an old WrestleMania on ESPN. And I was like, what the fuck?
WrestleMania?
I would prefer badminton or something over that. You know what I mean? Like, we're fucking...
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I haven't turned to ESPN in a long time. You know?
I'm just no flipping point. Through... Yeah, I don't give a fuck either, but I'm like... Actually, it was when I was, like, going through the... Like, when you have the menu up or whatever, and you're going down, and I thought it was a fucking typo. I'm like, WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Does that say WrestleMania on ESPN? I was like, what the fuck? So, because they don't have a TV deal. WWE, it's always been with the USA Network, and then more recently they just did one with Fox.
Oh, okay.
So part of their deal is that they can only have three pre-taped shows a year.
Yeah.
You have to have all of them live.
Damn.
And if not... Vince McMahon is on the hook for a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Somewhere...
They ain't had that pandemic insurance.
Exactly. Somewhere between 200... I've heard 200 to 500 million.
It's a lot of chips, man. A lot of dip.
Right.
Like my chips would dip.
Right. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It sounds pretty corrupt to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about... I mean, it ain't what you know, it's who you know.
Sure. But you can't... But I'm saying, I guess, from an optics...
I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
You can't say, you know, like the guy down in Washington, 45, Trumpito, was, you know, during the impeachment, it was, I'm going, it's corruption. I hate corruption. I'm fucking the most, everyone.
Who said that?
Trump.
Oh, he hate corruption.
Yeah. He's rooting out corruption in the Ukraine, everybody. But meanwhile, Vince McMahon can get fucking sweaty wrestlers. Get that shit off. Come on,
They laid some wrestlers off, too. I saw that. You seen that?
Come on. Did they?
Yeah, they laid some of them off.
Yeah.
Got them out of there.
Yeah.
Budget cuts.
Sure. Budget cuts.
Oh, man. You been watching any IG Lives? No.
Let me think. Did I watch? Yeah, I watched one. Oh, who was it? Chris D'Elia had Justin Bieber on, but that was like real briefly because I was like, this has got to be a troll session,
dude.
Who
the fuck was he, Justin Bieber?
Right. And then I was like.
I saw Justin Bieber once at Olive Garden.
Did you?
In South Philly. Well, Center City. I was with my family. my cousins was like, yo, that's Justin Bieber over there.
Yeah.
I'm like, where? They're like, all the way in the back corner. I get up, turn around. I take a couple steps towards him. And he's with like two of his boys and this one guy that looked like Jason Statham.
Really?
Yeah. He wasn't big. He was like my size, but he just looked at me. We made eye contact and he just shook his head. No, he ain't say nothing. He just shook his head. No. And I shook my head. Okay. Yes. I don't want no smoke.
Noted. Noted.
Why were you at an Olive Garden in Philadelphia?
It was a family outing.
Poignant question.
It was a family outing, Taylor.
I'm just really into the breadsticks, dude. I mean,
it was a family outing. They asked me to go. I was like, I'll go.
Yeah, sure.
I was young, too.
Endless breadsticks.
Yeah, I'm fucking right.
Is that the one that has the breadsticks?
Yeah. Don't act like you too good for fucking Olive Garden, though, Taylor. Don't do that.
In this area, yeah.
It's something on the menu that you could grab from Olive Garden, though, if you was forced to go.
There's way too many like super legit Italian places for me to ever look at Olive Garden.
I feel that.
We're very privileged to have like all this super legit food in our area.
Yeah, I feel that, but it was a family outing.
No, I'm just messing with you. Anyway.
I know, but it was a family outing. Like it wasn't my choice. I wasn't the head of the operations.
You wasn't the HNIC.
Yeah, I wasn't the HNIC that day. I was just like, all right, I ain't pay.
Yeah.
More importantly, why was Bieber there?
I don't know.
Right.
That's why I was like, no, it's not. The fuck out of here. Bieber's not going to be. Why would he be at Olive Garden? That's what I said. I said, why would Justin Bieber be at Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Turn around. There he was. Sitting right there.
He likes spread sticks, too.
And then the security was like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of here. They snuck out the Bex. Shimmy right out of there.
This isn't like Toronto's Olive Gardens. I did watch Snoopaloop and Dave East the other day.
Snoop and Dave East?
Yeah.
Fuck was they talking about?
Come on, what you think?
We
all kind of stuff like, you know, Snoop, yeah, weed, they're both burning heavy, and then basically like Snoop's like, you know, this ain't nothing to a real nigga like me, cuz. He's like, I do everything from home. You know what I mean? He's like, I don't give a fuck about this quarantine. He's like, I shoot my movies. I got it here. I got the three houses and this. And Dave East is like co-signing like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And he's don't
like,
got that though.
He's like, you got it. And then, but Snoop was like kind of on some like Uncle Snoop's stuff to him personally, but also
giving him
to
some
the
game.
To the masses too. Like, yo, you can do this. You can do everything from your house if you set yourself up right. Yeah. Snoop said, did I ever think I was going to be a director or anything? No. He's like, but if I had a studio and I had all the equipment, then I know that I could let people eat.
Yeah.
Oh, they're charging you $4,000 down the street? Come to my house for two. You can have the studio for the whole day.
Yeah.
Just on some, you know what I mean? On like some.
I mean, that's game.
That was, yeah.
This game, man. I tuned into. Did you watch any of the battles? Like, have you been watching any of the battles?
Nah.
No, me neither. Mm-mm. I tuned in one night to who was on, Lil Jon and T-Pain. It was like for a couple minutes, and I'm like, I don't give.
Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
But you have the auto tune on or no?
Nah, no auto. No. But this one right here, I fuck with it. RZA verse Premier, DJ Premier.
Yeah. So what is it? As good as so. Okay, but what I was hearing was like, I did listen to a couple like snippets or whatever, but like, was RZA's audio fucked up in the beginning or something?
Yeah,
or?
His audio was fucked up, but they got it fixed.
They got it fixed.
But it was just dope seeing them, you know, go back and forth, play them records like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right, I fucks with this. But then I just like it because on Tidal, they put the playlist out after.
Oh, okay.
So boom, I just been rocking out with that shit, listening to that.
That's love.
But did you see Diddy's live? Diddy had the he had like a dance party.
Is it the one with J-Lo?
Yeah, he had J-Lo.
And J-Lo was like, I taught you that. That one?
Yes.
Yeah,
A-Rod bitch ass in the back just sitting there.
Like this, like Shaq in the commercial with rolling his eyes.
I'm like, yo, A-Rod is such a cuck. Look at him.
Yes.
I taught you that.
Big facts. And A-Rod's like, in the back. Yeah, she taught me too. She taught me too.
She gonna say, J-Lo gonna say, A-Rod's your biggest fan, Puff.
Well.
So Puff was trying to get off. He was like, all right, what you want us to play? He didn't. He had nothing. He had nothing.
Oh, he didn't.
He couldn't name a song.
So she was like, yeah, you can request the joint.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
And what do you want to hear?
Uh-huh.
And he ain't say nothing.
He was
just
sat there.
He was just sitting there. Like, that's, he's not your biggest fan. He's a bitch. He listens to whatever you say, whatever you tell him to do, he going to do it. Oh, I'm like, damn, this is embarrassing for A-Rod, man.
Wow.
I'm like, man, this is some bullshit.
Sound like Carol Baskin's husband.
But you know, Diddy was bringing
not the dead one. John.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The one that had the leash on.
Yeah.
So right, look.
I totally just missed.
Yeah, again.
I tried to fucking get a sip of water. I totally missed my fucking lip, face, mouth.
No, but Diddy was bringing on a bunch of celebrities and shit, dancing with him. And he brought on Lizzo.
Oh.
Lizzo, you know how she give it up. She got on there, she started twerking. As soon as she starts twerking.
Shaking my head no right now because you can't see me.
Diddy cut her off, man.
Diddy?
He cut her off and he said.
Diddy?
He said he said it was for the music.
Oh.
He said the music had too much cursing in it. It was some crazy. They said some crazy shit. It was a the baby song. Mm. Yeah, said some wild shit in that song, and he turned it off on her. But people like
they weren't feeling the reason.
People like no.
His rationale. They weren't feeling.
Yo, I never heard this one before, but it was funny as shit. You're fat phobic. What?
Fat phobic.
What the fuck is fat phobic? Is it the same as it, like, so y'all just putting anything in front of phobic now or phobia?
Yeah.
And just, you know what I mean, coming out the woodworks, you're fat phobic now. It's like yo, Diddy is trying to entertain the people right now, the masses, because we stuck in the house bored.
Yeah.
And y'all trying to cancel him. Come on, man. You can't cancel Diddy. You can't.
Nah, he done a lot of fucked up shit and he hasn't been canceled yet.
Never.
Right.
Never. The fuck out of here with that fat phobic shit. Like, she knows she fat. Like, nope. And a lot of people really don't want to see that. Like,
a lot of people thought he killed his best friend and they're still co-signing with the guy. So, I mean, if you could survive that.
Hey, man, Diddy.
Nobody gives a fuck if Lizzo wants to shake her fat ass, but Diddy's just saying, you're not doing it on my life. I don't give a fuck. You can take that shit down the street. You ain't doing it on my life, you hear?
See, but the thing is, right? Diddy came out. He like, look, man, I ain't cut her off because she fat or nothing. Like, right. Everybody knows she fat. She yeah. been fat. Why? If I was fat phobic, why the fuck would I even put her on there?
Right.
Like, what are they talking about?
Made up shit.
Yeah. Like, people just want to be offended so bad. Yeah. And then the main thing is, you motherfuckers don't even really feel like that. Like, y'all be the main one talking shit about fat people.
Right.
Like, y'all, you talk shit about fat people behind their back, just like everybody else.
Yeah, just pull all your text messages from all your friends and your family that you've been joking about, let's say.
Yeah, and like, and then,
really, you know what I mean?
And then the people that's saying, that's, you know, calling him fat phobic, they not even fat.
Right.
And so how the fuck do you know what the fuck his preferences are?
And I believe phobia is a fear, yeah. Right? Like, you're scared, fear, like, just because you turn someone off doesn't mean that you have a fear of that fat
yeah.
ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Just ain't nobody want to see that shit. He probably ain't want to see it, man. That's all.
Did you see the joint? That's fat people. So did you see the joint? It was like, I just saw it like right before I came in. It might have been an old meme. It's a fucking fat lady. And she's got like a, what do they call this? Taylor, what are these ones called? Just like a halter top? Is that what
waist
it's called?
Waist trainer?
Like a fucking shirt, just like this, like a stretchy joint.
A tube top?
A tube top joint.
Compression shirt?
Yeah, a tube top compression joint, but the bitch is fucking 400 pounds, cuz.
Mm.
So the back.
So she looked like a bag of laundry.
Her back up here looks like a fucking, like what are her shoulder blades?
Yeah.
Look like an ass.
Shoulder blades?
Shoulder blades look like ass.
Extra ass cheeks.
Damn, I don't even remember the fucking joke. I was trying to get into so many details about fucking... about, I forget. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yo, Lizzo do you know who Tory Lanez is?
Come on, beloved.
All right. So she got on Tory Lanez Live, right?
Yeah.
And Tory Lanez, he had girls on there twerking. He had like a twerk contest.
Yeah.
And he was telling them to pour milk on them, like on their ass while they was twerking.
Yeah.
So Lizzo gets on the lob.
Yeah.
This bitch bring chocolate milk.
Come on. For real.
I'm like, yo, she a true fat bitch. Yo, yo, chocolate milk? Who drinking? What? If you a grown ass person, like you a grown ass adult, why are you drinking chocolate milk?
Right.
Who the fuck drinks chocolate milk as an adult? I ain't had chocolate milk since I was in lunch in elementary school.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll fuck up a chocolate milk every now and then. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to fucking pour it all over myself on Instagram Live.
She didn't pour it over herself. She just had the silk.
Unless.
The silk almond milk. The chocolate almond milk, man.
Unless Taylor poses a question. Would I pour.
So you drink chocolate milk?
Do I? Religiously?
No, you drink it. You buy. You see.
Yeah, I have been having a glass of chocolate milk every night because I've been having Cocoa Pebbles, and the milk turns chocolatey.
What the fuck are you drinking chocolate milk?
Big
for?
Fact. No, the milk turns chocolatey. It's just a byproduct of deliciousness in a bowl. Freddie Flintstone, shout out. Taylor, would so back to your question that you didn't really ask, but I can see you smirking back there. Would I for $50 million? Wasn't that or what? Whatever it was before. Like, you said for 50 million views and or clicks.
Yeah.
Would I get on IG Live and fucking pour chocolate milk all over myself? Yeah.
That's easy.
Sure.
Who wouldn't do that?
No, I don't even want that. I want 50 million on the fucking rate of subscribe. 5 stars. Subscribe and 5 stars.
Yeah, but what you got to do?
I don't know. Taylor's posing a question. Chocolate milk or whole milk white?
No, that's
it's too easy.
That's
yeah,
too
exactly.
easy. That's not a challenge, motherfucker.
It has to be like
who's not going to pour milk on themselves for $50 million? That's not a challenge. That's a treat.
It's a treat. But okay,
it came from something you said you would never ever do.
Yeah, and I forgot what it was. Yeah. I forgot what it was, but
it was something that it was something that you immediately like had no business doing.
Yeah.
I forget what we said.
For those type of questions, it's got to be something wild, something hard.
But then you
got
to wait
easy.
For the milk to get sticky and you got to lick it off yourself.
That's still
not.
Still no.
Still not. But then you got to But the iced tea? Still not.
What?
You guys got to come up with it. I don't know. Do it. Tell me.
No.
You have to rub like yogurt or like mayo on you or something like way worse.
Not even that.
I did that for free in high school. Ask some of the guys. I had to call fucking text in. I fucking did the mustard beard one time.
Man, you got to drink like.
All over Taylor and then wore it for fucking.
You got to drink like 3 gallons of milk or some shit, man. I don't know. Something wild. Like,
I wore it around until they suspended me, until they told me.
Remember on Jackass when they had the gallon of milk challenge and they was trying to drink? They was trying to drink the milk and they was throwing up?
Yeah.
you have to drink a cocktail of everything in your fridge combined.
For 50 million? Easy.
But like all of it. Like everything in your fridge all combined, like but, all like blended up.
But with the added twist.
Here we go.
that one neighbor that you don't like, you know who he is. Oh. Or she is.
Yeah.
One of their.
He or she.
He or she.
Okay.
This is where we're.
This is where we're getting.
Or
weird.
They might be non-binary.
Non-binary, okay.
What's your pronoun?
Okay.
A human.
You know what I mean? Yeah. A human. There, three, 1 week of no shower. A patch of pubes, put it in there, blend it up.
What's the bounty? What are we getting?
$50 million.
$50 million or 50 million subscribers?
Both. It don't matter. If you got 50 million subscribers, you're going to make 50 million.
Sure.
That's easy.
Sign me up, dude.
All right. Fuck it. A patch of pubes in the milkshake.
I don't know, but then I feel like I'm selling out like all the other weirdo cheese balls that just do fucking.
Everybody sell out.
Trick boy shit to do, you know what I mean? Like everybody got fuck boy shit. Shave my eyebrows and I'll fucking have 1,000 subscribers a night.
Everybody got a price, man.
That DiBiase, the fucking $1 million man.
Everybody got a price, man. I mean.
Nah, we'll just like, keep. It's Taylor, like, I'm. How about no challenges. Here's the challenge. We just keep putting out fire-ass content, and they'll all fucking just come eventually.
Just keep putting out heat, man. Somebody eventually going to catch on. I mean, that's all that really matters. Stay consistent.
Maybe.
How you feel about Tekashi, man? You see him coming out, you know, trying to make trolling, snitching cool?
What did he say? Why is everybody so mad? The thing in his bio or what?
His Avi on Instagram is a cartoon, like a 3D cartoon of him. Yeah, he was on a rap track and he had like a jail outfit on. And then he came into Tory Lanez live and he was like, "Yo, drop a song or some shit, or I'm gonna snitch on you or some shit like that."
I think I did see that.
Yeah, how you feel about that, man? How you feel about his antics right now, like trying to double down on the snitching, like trying to make a joke out of it?
Keep joking.
Keep joking.
Keep joking. See what happens.
You think something gonna happen to him?
I'm not. I mean, it could. I don't know.
I don't know, man. The shit is wild because he getting help from Academics. You know Academics?
Yeah.
So Academics, he posts them a lot.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, encouraging the bullshit. And then when you click on the post and you look at the comments, it's, yo, thousands of kids in there co-signing this bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, they waiting for the shit. Like, let's go, Tekashi, I'm fucking with you. Like, they tried to kill it. They fucked your baby mom and they kidnapped you. Like, nah, you were supposed to snitch. Right. Nah, that's not the whole story.
Right.
It's not the whole story. Like, yeah, it sounds good what you just said.
Right.
But nah, he wasn't a civilian. Like, if you doing criminal activities.
That shit happens.
If you doing criminal activities, you can't tell on the people that you doing criminal activities with. So you get it
right. They're so your you people. Get
a lesser sentence.
You're fucking home already, dude.
Yeah, home already. Already.
You're literally on fucking camera saying, "I will pay for someone to
die.
Shoot this motherfucker," yes. And then they go shoot the motherfucker.
Yes.
Come on, where they do that at?
It's crazy, man. I don't get it. I don't
fuck
get
out of here.
You get to do wild shit, and then all you got to do is tell on somebody that's way bigger than you.
Puppet. He's a fucking
just
puppet.
Let you slide. Get on. Go ahead, man. You free. You good.
Yeah.
But he got a target on his head. But I don't know. I mean, George Zimmerman's still out here chilling.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a troll, too.
He was trolling. So, you know, I don't know, man. He might be good. He might not. I think he going to be cool. I think when he finally puts out some music, I think it's going to sell. But I don't know how safe he going to be. Like, I don't think people was going to like be coming for him, like trying to kill him or hurt him. But if it does happen, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, "Oh, all right." I mean,
I guess you got to give it a little time. Who's going to work with him? See if
somebody going to work with him. Tory Lanez might work with him.
Maybe
he Canadian,
right? Nobody cares up there.
Yeah, nobody give a fuck.
So here's another part to that. Did you see that? What's his 50? 50 and his kid were beefing, and then 50 said, "I would prefer."
It's 6ix9ine than my son. He said, fuck that nigga. Talking about his son.
Son, yeah. Referring
which,
to his
which
son.
Is, which I is would, wild. Like,
you just said, fuck you to your son. I'd prefer if I had a rat.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
Yeah, he ain't shit.
You ain't shit,
Fiff. He's a terrible human, yo. Like,
yeah.
Even if that's how you really feel about your son, don't put that out into the world, man.
Right.
Like, come on, yo.
That's you keep that.
Yeah,
you know
keep
what I mean?
That
like,
to yourself, man. Don't do that. You got to be a man at some point. Like, stop doing goofy shit.
It's your kid.
Yeah, you
whether
made
you
him.
Want to acknowledge it or not, that's completely different.
He came out, you're nuts, man.
Right.
Like that's
and he looks just like him.
Yeah, I don't have no respect for that, man.
Nah, that's cheesy.
Yeah.
And you're co-signing a fucking rat.
Yeah, co-signing a rat.
The fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, it's wild.
Not here.
Yeah, nah.
Not here.
No, I can't do it. I can't.
Taylor,
I can't
write that down too. Not co-signing rants. And that, by the way, we're not probably ever going to play a 50 track in here. So there's that too.
Nah, I fuck with 50 though. His music.
You got a couple. But I never really, I wasn't in the you not.
Yeah, for real?
Nah.
What was you into at that time? Dipset?
Dips.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, I fucks with all
reggae.
Of them.
Reggae. I was in a lot of damn heavy in a dance hall then.
You for real with the for Sean Paul? You was in your bag doing the thunderclap?
A little bit of that, yeah. Sean Paul, yeah, heavy. Yeah, well, no. And then actually, like, no. And then real, like, legit dance hall. Not
that's
the pop
shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's the pop shit. Like, no, it was, yeah.
You was in that. You was into the real shit.
Yeah, it's Vibes Cartel. All
right.
Bougie. You know
then he
I mean?
Then he bleach his skin?
Believe they are mad at him on the island for bleaching his skin. Yes,
is he the one that's locked up? He got life or some shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob Squartel.
Damn. What he do? Caught a body.
Couple. At least one. Well, the one that I think they got one. They got him on one, possibly two. And I think the one that they did get him on the first one, they was like, they didn't actually know if he was there or whatever, or couldn't actually, you know, but.
Like Max B, I wasn't there.
They do that fuck boy shit down there because they got the other dude Jock Huer. He's big down there too, and they did him like that. He's like, I wasn't even there. Wasn't even a fucking and he's on the other side of the island.
Damn,
they bagged him. Tried to end his career in the beginning. That's what they did.
Shout out to Jamaica, built, man. We gotta go out to Jamaica.
They
get some of that.
Taylor, let's do a road show.
There.
After this road, let's do a road show. We're going to go to, you want to go down to Jamaica?
If you're paying.
I'm not. The fucking company will.
What company?
This one. We'll write it off, dude. Not wildfire.
Let's get it.
Flights are cheap. Let's go now. Literally.
We ain't going to be able to get back.
Yeah. Who says we want to?
Shit, you know Black China?
Which one's that? Rob Kardashian's baby mom?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. What about her?
She charging $950. Well, first she charging $250 for her to follow you back on the gram.
$250 for her to follow you back.
Just follow you back. That's it. Like, what the fuck? What type of return am I going to get on my investment?
Right.
From you
following
me on Instagram.
On a burner account, too. You know
it's
what I mean?
Probably some fuck shit like that,
yeah,
too.
For real.
I followed you. I'll follow you.
Black China and Brian Colangelo were following me.
Like, oh, you didn't read the fine print.
Right? That's who it was? Brian Colangelo and
the burner. Yeah, his wife.
Sister, yeah, the wife. Brian Colangelo's wife and Black China are following me. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, man. She wild for that. She fucking wild. And then she charging $950. For a FaceTime session. I'm like, damn, first time I thought of when I read that, I'm like, damn, $950 for the head?
$950
for the FaceTime session? Nah, that's too much.
$950
for a FaceTime session.
How long is the session?
Who knows? I don't fucking know, but
I just
know that's too much.
I don't pay for sex. I'm not going to pay for a fucking FaceTime, dude.
When I saw those numbers, I'm like, damn, how much for the ass? Like,
right.
I seen. You,
what are we talking here, Black China?
Did you see her sex tape? By far, one of the worst in sex tape history. She was worse than Kim K. That's how bad she was.
Is it the one where she's laying on her stomach?
Who, Black China? I don't know. You can't really remember it. You just know that her FaceTime was super trash. Super trash, man.
She probably got bad production team.
Yeah, she's
Taylor,
horrible.
Look into that. See if we can do a sequel.
She's horrible.
I will not.
Black China sex tape sequel with Taylor as the producer.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that's how we'll get her on the fucking, what you call it, we'll like, you pay us $250 and I'll follow you. And maybe we'll throw in a fucking trip to Jamaica. We'll go down to Secrets, Jamaica.
Yeah.
We'll film your new sex tape.
Get you real right.
Taylor will
teach you a couple things.
Taylor will produce it and you can come
I
on.
I will not.
And you can come then you can come on the pod and talk about it.
Nah, the crazy thing is when I seen that sex tape, I'm like, damn, how did she get, you know, this many people? When she performing like that, man, how is she, you know, such a big famous hoe?
So her acting quality is terrible, is that what you're saying?
Oh my God, it's bad. Cause it's like, damn, like if you see a girl with this many famous people, you think she got something.
Just laying there like a sack of russet potatoes.
She don't have no talent. She don't have no talent doing nothing. So you would think she's good at sex. Nope. Not even that. Not even that, man. She just sitting there looking dumb. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing.
I mean, when
man.
You're smashing Bobby Dash Jr. For a little bit, that's probably all you had to do.
I mean, she got a baby by Rob, and she got a baby by Tiger. Two dudes that got money, so she got that child support.
Doesn't Tiger go with one of the Kardashian sisters now?
Nah. He broke her.
That was a while ago, and then he went with Blac Chyna?
Yeah, he broke her like a DJ.
So
I mean, he introduced her to the game. And then what's his name? Travis Scott, he scooped her up after that. Kylie.
Los Angeles is so ancestral, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of nasty, freaky shit going on out there, man.
I can't keep up with all these Hollywoods and all their people and who they're fucking and who they aren't.
Yeah, I ain't never been out there. Rory be out there, right?
Yeah, he was till the Rona.
I mean, shout out to Rory, man.
Yeah, shout out to Rory. He hit me up today.
Yeah.
He surfaced. Came from behind his mask. Hold on, I gotta do this for him. Because he hates it. Why do you fucking have to smack your lips every episode, dude? You know why? Because it pisses you off. Shout out, Roar. He's been shopping the show and shit.
Yeah, you gonna get
a couple things. Yeah, we got a couple. Actually, you know what, guys? We got quite a few big things lined up that I'm not gonna tell you about because I don't want to ruin it. And
yeah, we're working, man.
Creating the suspense here. We got a big one. We got a big guest next week.
We working, man.
Big guest next week. I'll tease it throughout the week or maybe by the end of the episode.
All right, what about this? What about this?
The big one?
NASCAR driver.
Oh.
Kyle Larson.
Oh.
So everything shut down. NASCAR shut down.
Oh, is this when he was on the fucking thing or whatever?
They was on the fucking
gaming virtual
fucking gaming, dog. And this motherfucker gonna say nigger.
Yeah.
Not nigger.
Uh-huh.
Nigger with the hard R. ER. Like, damn, dog, what are you doing?
Does that surprise you? He drives for NASCAR, though, dude.
See, it don't, that's the thing. When I looked at it, when I seen the headline, it said NASCAR driver uses N-word in virtual race.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's not surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I look at him, he like an Asian dude, like half Asian or some shit. He's from California. He not even like a fucking down south dude. Like, he from Texas or Alabama or some shit. Like,
he's from liberal ass California.
He from like Sacramento. Like, yeah. Suburbs of fucking Sacramento. I looked him up.
Pomona. We're from fucking Pomona.
Yeah, this dude is wild. Like, hold on, I got it right here. Here it is.
You can't hear me? Hey, nigger.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that the only one?
No. Hold on, listen to everybody else. Like, you want, like, everybody can hear you.
Yeah, we heard that.
We heard that.
Damn, he did not just do that.
Like, we heard that, bud.
Oh, you heard the other guy? Oh, he did not just do that. Oh, he did not just drop that hard racial slur. Yeah, that happened.
Like, you know you fucked up, right?
Yeah. Hold my beer. Want me to close? Look, now the dude can't even race virtually. Yeah. He fucked that up, dude. Like,
what the fuck? Why would you say that?
Right.
What was the point of you saying that? I guess because they was like, Kyle, can you hear us? And he said something. And then he was like, hey, nigger. Like, what? What? Come on, man. You bugging, dog. What are you doing?
Fucking asshole.
Out of pocket, yo.
Super out of pocket, dude.
But I mean, hey, yo.
Got hate in your heart. Clayton Bigsby said you got hate in your heart. Let it out.
Say what you want, man. You know? It's consequences to the
South will rise again, brother.
It's consequences to your actions, dog. Like, yeah,
I got a funny one for you. So it's the South will rise again. So my boy, it was when I was at camp a while back, right? I was locked up, and this dude DJ he was a couple cells down from me or whatever. He was one of my boys. We would get everybody all fired up at night. Like, we'd bang, you know, be assholes when people were trying to sleep. We'd bang on the doors.
That's why y'all was in jail in the first place, doing stupid shit.
Correct. So he's all, no argument here. So Taylor loves that. So,
let's bang on the doors while people trying to sleep.
Yeah. So he, and DJ's black. You know what I mean?
I would hate jail, yo. Boy,
so he would get all fired up night and do like a Southern, kind of like a Clayton Bigsby-ish, but like, South will rise again.
Yeah.
Knights of the Klan, rise up. And yo, and then the people upstairs didn't know that it was him.
Yeah.
And they'd be getting, they would get so mad. They're like, whoever that fucking honky is, when I find out who the fuck that is, I'm fucking that motherfucker up. And then you hear DJ, I'm fucking him up too. Fuck that guy. Right? Then he would like come back and throw the swing. Y'all ain't fucking shit up. You're just going to sit in your fucking huts and mind your goddamn business.
Your damn wide noses.
Yeah, dude.
Breathing up the white man's air. I hate them. They stink.
I'm like, I'll come out for coffee in the morning, right? And I'll be like, damn, they got no idea it's you, dude. He's like, I know, I love it.
That fucking Toll House garbage. Yeah. What was that shit called? The coffee? You forgot.
Maxwell House. That blue bag. I prefer the Maxwell was all right. I would get the kitchen coffee, too. Sometimes they're like, dude, that's decaf. I'm like, no, you're decaf. Your fucking face is decaf. Get away from me. That, or they had the Keefe coffee, yellow bag. I fuck with the red bag because that was the strongest, but then some people preferred the crystals. They had like the frozen dry crystal. Why are we on fucking prison coffee, dude?
I don't know. He's talking about Kyle Larson, man, saying nigger.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
Shit like that don't offend me. It's just when you say some shit like that, it's just like, oh, you a dickhead. Like,
yeah.
What?
You got it made in the shade, bro.
What?
Just don't do that.
Like, why would you say that? Why would you say
that? That's what I mean. Like, you have everything that you have probably ever wanted. You wanted to just be a NASCAR driver. I'm just a young mixed race Asian from California, and my only goal is to fucking drive NASCAR. All right, well, this is what they say. They're like, don't do these couple things.
They didn't even say that. That's expected. You not gonna say that. Nobody. We don't have to tell you not to say nigger.
Sure.
You're not gonna say it.
Maybe. But in the virtual world that we're living in,
no. Virtual. They're not gonna say it. But in the car, they probably saying it all the time. And it ain't no black people around. None.
And if there are, they're probably not gonna say anything because they're fucking watching NASCAR.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should. You're right, dude. You shouldn't have to be fucking told. Like,
but he was playing a video game, and you not a video game dude. I'm a video game dude. I'll be playing the game like playing in the early 2000 after school.
Yeah,
I used to play Call of Duty all the time.
Yeah,
dog, Call of Duty
N bombs everywhere.
You know how many times I was called a nigger on Xbox Live, yo? Yeah. Oh, my God. They go crazy on Xbox Live.
Now, that is true. I do kind of remember that because I remember when I stayed at Maddie's, my little cousin, her son, Tyler.
He was saying nigger.
No.
Oh, all right.
But I'm hearing the shit from... No, because... But I'm hearing shit come from the basement, language that someone his age should not be saying. And I'm like, yo, he's fucking down there cursing, dude. And then I'm like, do I say something? Because I'm like, I don't want to be a fucking rat to his mom. So then I'm like looking for, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And she's like, no, it's coming from the TV. They're doing it on the live. I said, I don't even know what the fuck that is, dude.
Yeah, man. Yo, we used to get on. We had a team. It was me, my man Beans, and a couple dudes that he had that he knew from the city. That we would get on every night, play the game, play Call of Duty and shit, rock out. And, you know, we'd be on there talking our shit. And then these little white boys would be coming on. You fucking niggers. You're like, fuck y'all crack ass crackers.
And they're all like 10 or 11.
Hell yeah, little ass kids.
It's not funny, but it's really funny when it comes out of like a 10-year-old's mouth that has no idea about the world.
The world, or doesn't probably never even heard the word. They're like, I just heard my dad say it. I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, but yeah, that was fun times back in those days, man. We used to bust their ass. I would love it. But now on Call of Duty, they don't be talking shit like that. But they fucking Call of Duty, they gonna create a character that looked like a fucking white supremacist, man.
Hey there.
Yeah. He has no shirt on, he got the tattoos and shit. He looked fucking wild, man. I took a picture of him, but I don't know where the shit is at. I got a new phone, so it's not on here. But the shit looked.
Did you get that with your stimulus check?
What? The new phone?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the federal government, man. I needed that $1,200.
Hold on.
Yes, I didn't.
Can we edit that part out?
I did not make more than $75,000 last year or the year before last.
The federal government.
I was fucked up.
Yeah.
I need a bailout.
Help.
Gov.
Help me.
Gov, bail
me
out.
Help me. Kindly send $1 million American dollars.
Shit. I was about to be out here like fucking like Cuba Gooding Jr. and shit, man.
Hold on. Somebody suck that baby's dick. Yeah. Somebody suck that baby's dick.
Oh shit, out of nowhere, man.
Yeah, like, fuck what it. The fuck?
I mean, this is all I'm about, man. As now soon as I got my check.
Quick, you gotta spend that shit quick. Yeah. They'll come right back and get it.
Hell yeah, man. Shit, fuck. I seen something that said the shit said that we gotta pay the shit back. That's not true. It's not true, man. It's tax-free. Right. Tax-free dollars.
But I don't know about tax-free.
Yeah, tax-free. It's our money.
Is it tax-free?
Yes.
It's our money.
Okay.
It's our money, man.
I mean, yeah, they're telling you that now, but...
It's our money, man.
I don't trust Steve...
It doesn't count as income.
Nope. It's my bread. Okay. But then I seen they proposed a bill the other day for us to get anybody over 16 to get $2,000 a month for the next 6 months.
So the government's just going to start handing money out to everybody all the time.
That's what Canada's getting. Oh, and they have free health care.
Right.
That's Bernie Sanders' goal.
Doesn't it sound like Bernie's? Yeah.
Bernie died so we can live.
Right.
Bernie, literally, yeah. So we can live.
Right.
Like, not die of this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's just so twisted. It's like a 180 degree. The paradigm is completely shifted, right?
Because yeah. It takes a pandemic for people to realize, oh wait, these people actually need help.
Yeah.
Right.
We need them, they need us.
Right.
I mean,
it's crazy.
But you know, the motherfuckers got their checks and fucking as soon as the checks cleared yesterday,
yeah.
Fucking Texas Roadhouse was packed. Oh my God.
Get them ribs, brother.
They was waiting in that motherfucking parking lot.
Kyle Larson's pulling up in the parking lot.
For those fucking two-star steaks. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking weak-ass steak, man.
I didn't even where Meredith got her steaks at.
Fucking
from
steak.
Fucking the office. Where'd she get them from? Outback?
Fucking steak tougher than an internet gangster. Get the fuck out of here, man. I fucking hate Texas Roadhouse, yo. That shit is garbage, yo.
I think I've been there once, maybe.
Straight garbage.
Twice.
I went there a couple weeks ago just to see, like, cause I'm like, yo, this shit is always fucking packed. I went there when I first moved around there,
yeah.
But then I ain't go again, and then I realized once I went there, I was like, oh, this is why I didn't go.
Where is a Texas Roadhouse?
It's fucking trash.
Where is it?
Sicklerville.
Yeah, right off 42.
Blackwood Clementon Road.
Yeah, exit 41.
Berlin Cross Keys Road.
Exit 41, man, right there. Boom. Motherfuckers be lined up. I'm like, there's no social distancing right here. Motherfuckers just lined up waiting for their order. Mm. Fuck that. I want to feed that shit to my dog. Randy Moss, the GOAT.
Damn.
So another IG live.
Yeah.
Boosie Boo.
Excellent. Yes.
Boosie Boo.
Yeah.
He had a great interview on The Breakfast Club.
That was fantastic.
They came at him, man. They came at him.
They
though.
Attempted to.
They tried to, but... You know,
he said, I made the statement, Charlemagne, and I'm gonna stand on it.
All right, the statement we talking about is Dwayne Wade's son. Dwayne Wade has
a couple of kids.
He has four kids. He has three kids that we know about. He got Zaire Wade. He has the new baby girl. I forgot her name.
Yep.
He got a side baby that when he had him and Gabby was on a break, a fake break.
Yeah.
And he went and knocked up some joint. That's the one we don't know about.
Right.
And then he got Zion, a.k.a. Zaya Wade.
Right.
Zaya Wade is a 12-year-old boy transitioning to a girl.
Correct.
Yep. And Boosie heard that news, and he heard that news while he was in Planet Fitness, and he got on his phone, and he had to let the world know how he felt.
That's the shit.
That is a male, a 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal going to be. They don't have shit figured out yet.
Yeah, they don't know what they're going to eat.
He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her.
Yeah, he might fall in love at 16.
Bro, it's you going too far, dog. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, bro, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay.
He think but he's going to get his dick off. Bro. He think his dick going to get cut off.
Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He's 12 years old. He's not.
Look, he couldn't even find the words. He's not up there yet. I mean, he was right though, man. But then Boosie tried to go back to Planet Fitness. After that, and look.
They racist, they haters.
Look, they racist.
They just put me out Planet Fitness because of what I said about Dwayne Wade's son.
Yep, they put him out, man.
And they said I said a video of one of their employers was faggots or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They chasing for Dwayne Wade's son, so.
Putting smut on his name.
Don't go to Planet Fitness no more.
Don't go to Planet Fitness.
Nobody goes to Planet Fitness. They got roaches in that bitch.
Ain't nobody going to Planet Fitness right about now.
Right. How the fuck? Yeah, I heard that a while back, and then I guess they pressed them again on the Breakfast Club or whatever.
They keep bringing up old news.
And Boosie
doubled down on it. He's like, man, I said what I said, man.
And then let's move on. He's like, it is what it is.
My mom told me the same shit. I mean,
right.
The main thing is he shouldn't have just said nothing. He shouldn't have put it on live, put it out for the world, but.
It's his feelings, though.
Ain't everybody's not supposed to agree with this shit. Like, Boosie has kids.
Right.
And if his kid was, like, 12 years old talking about, I want to be a girl, he going to have an issue with it.
Right.
And it's not up to everybody else to
voice their opinion because Boosie voiced his.
Because of fucking PC culture, man.
Yeah.
Like, we need people like Boosie, man. We need people.
Yeah.
We need people to speak.
Put your pussy lips on live and I'll give you $1,000.
I'll give you $1,000.
But he was real, and he said, even in the follow-up, in the interview or whatever, he was like, look, he's like, I fucking made my statement. It is what it is. It's my opinion. Whether it's right or wrong, it's still mine.
Yeah.
He's like, but what he didn't appreciate was, he's like, you know, now IG's trying to ban him, this, they're trying to ban him. Everybody's putting the block on him. Why? Because he expressed his opinion?
Oh, no, not for that. Nah.
No, I know
IG was trying to ban him because...
That was on some other shit, but...
The pussy lips came out on live.
He said, I just told him to twerk. I didn't tell him to take the pussy out, but if they're doing it good and it comes out, then it's worth the money.
He said, if a pussy lip pop out, it ain't my fault.
That's what it was.
If a pussy lip pop out, it ain't my fault.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, IG.
He did say that. Let me talk to the owner or whatever. He was like, let me talk to this motherfucker. Oh, and then Charlamagne was like, well, I'm friends with him. Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, but I mean, the shit is crazy,
and
man.
And they said,
like,
Jay-Z was going to get a hold of me. He said, I don't want to talk to that motherfucker. He said, I ain't got nothing to say.
Hell no.
He said, I already said it.
You can't cancel Boosie either. No. Boosie beat a fucking murder charge, like multiple murders.
Yeah.
Niggas tried to run up on Boosie, and guess what happened to him? They did.
They put him down.
They did.
Boosie
was on death row in Louisiana.
Right.
And he home now. He live in an 18,000 square foot house.
Yeah, he did say that.
Do you live in an 18,000 square foot house?
I just like buying mansions, Charlamagne, and I like building my own shit, right?
He told Angela Yee, he said, when it's all over, you going to come to my pool party? She was like, yeah, I'll come. He's like, all right, you got to have your titties out, though.
Yeah.
She said, oh, I'm not coming then. He was like, shit, if my auntie come here, I'm telling her to drop them things when she come up to the pool party. I ain't discriminating, but everybody, all the women got to have their titties out. It's a policy. He said, you can either get winning or get lost.
Yeah, he said, what the fuck was he saying? Something about like, oh, fuck, I lost it. God damn it.
And they talking about the Me Too movement and shit. There ain't no Me Too. He gave him a choice.
Oh, he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, me and my lady friend, she had just left. You know what I mean? So we got into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, and then they kind of, well, why'd you get into it or whatever? And he's like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes they say some shit. You know what I mean? Women, they be saying some shit. And I felt a little some type of way because the threesome wasn't going like I wanted. And they're like, wait, you were having a threesome? He's like, yeah, we had some ecstasy.
Yeah, he was on them.
He was all eat up.
Eat up.
Yeah, that shit was funny, man.
Boosie got a whole secret room in his house just for sex.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That part, no, I didn't see that.
He
I have heard it, yeah.
He fucking, like, moved the bookshelf back, and yeah. It was a whole fucking room.
Bruce Wayne shit, just for sex.
Just for getting that ass.
Let's go to the sex cave, dude.
Oh, shit, he a legend for that, man. That's some legendary shit, man. Shout out to Boosie, man.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
This is a Boosie Positive podcast, yo.
Right.
I mean, all day. We try to end racism, we try to end the corona. And we support Lil Boosie.
And we're trying to, yeah, if anybody's got a contact, tell Boosie he can come on.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Maybe Taylor, if you don't want to go to Jamaica, you want to go to Boosie's? If we get in touch with Boosie and he invites us down to the fucking 18,000 square foot villa?
Go down to Louisiana.
Would you paying. Go?
Yeah, what? Boosie.
I'm trying to go to the pool party.
Yeah.
See some titties, man.
It's a rule. The only thing you got to do is take your titties out, yeah, Taylor.
Everybody got to have their shirt off.
Everybody got to have their shirt off.
Tops off.
Titties out.
Yeah. I fucks with it.
Taylor's titties are out at Boosie's.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get it.
Fuck it. I'd go.
You ever hear of Bad Baby?
What? Bad Barb? The Catch Me Outside bitch?
Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah. What about her?
She's changing, man. She's transitioning.
Bleaching. She's bleaching, but the opposite,
she's opposite
of bleaching.
Bleaching.
Yeah.
She's charcoaling.
She's
she's charcoaling.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
She dipped herself in the bronzer, man.
Too much, huh?
She looked like a fucking IG thought. Like, she looked like she got a fucking OnlyFans page, man. Like, look, OnlyFans, sign up.
How about that?
50% off sale.
How about that?
And she tried. She couldn't take the heat, man. She couldn't take the heat. People was coming at her.
What kind of a fucking world do we live in that someone like that is famous just because they went on Dr. Phil and disrespected the fuck out of their mom?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
And now she's out here charcoaling and people are eating it up.
They love it, man. It's people out here, and she's a rapper. Did you know that? She's a fucking rapper. She got songs and everything. She got a deal, and she has fans. People fuck with her music. I've never heard a song. I never want to hear a song. I never will listen to a song. Anything.
Taylor, write that down. We'll do it with Bad Barbie intro next week.
Cut that shit off. Cut that shit off. If you play a bad baby fucking intro music, the studio might catch on fire.
I'm probably going to knife you, too. Poke you the fuck
stab,
up.
Stab.
You fucking dirty fucking weasel. Charcoaling, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. That's crazy.
Hey, man. It's a strange world we living in right now, man. Strange fucking world, yo. And there's another thing. Last thing. Dr. Oz. This stupid motherfucker.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
See, I was going to bring up this on the show a couple weeks ago. Fucking, remember when the corona first started?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, Dr. Drew even said.
Right.
That motherfucker doubled back on his shit. He like, yo, I was wrong.
Who, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Dr. Drew. He like, yo, I was wrong. Like, this shit is real. I apologize. Yeah. And then that's when you was like, yo, he's a fucking TV doctor. I'm like, damn, he's not even a real doctor. He's a fuckboy. He's white privilege.
Yeah.
He just got fucking glasses, gray hair. He looks like a doctor. So he's scamming. Mm-hmm. And now fucking Dr. Oz, he on the same shit.
Mm.
He on the same shit. This motherfucker talking about we should open schools like only 2-3% of people going to die. What? 2-3% of people? Nigga, do you know how much people that is?
Right.
2 to 3% of the population is
300 million.
6 to 10 million people, yo.
Right.
That's a lot of fucking people just for schools to open. We could do that shit online, man. Fuck that.
Didn't they do that once before?
Like, if people, if motherfuckers can't get a you know, online or some shit, buy them laptops. Figure that shit out. But why would you open up the schools
if only 6 million people are gonna die?
Yeah, only 6 million people gonna die. That's it. It's not a lot. The fuck is he talking about, yo?
I don't know, dude.
Fucking. They're getting paid, man. Bro.
You gotta wear. Yeah. They getting paid. They know people anxious right now. It's a certain amount of people that's anxious, that's trying to get out and get their freak on, get back out there and get live. So they rolling them up, man. I'm scared. I'm a little scared. Like, we gotta have my cousin on, the state trooper.
Yeah.
We gotta have him on Fastest Cop in the World. I gotta ask him how do I get a gun license?
Yeah.
Cause I need them straps, man. Just in case shit get ugly out here.
Can you even get them now?
Who, me?
I don't believe
my gun license?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope so.
I'm not sure that you can, but
I mean, we got to end.
I could be wrong about
that. We got the fastest cop in the world.
That's a good possibility.
Shit. Get them on. Get them on.
I'll sell you a license. I'll sell you a gun license.
Nah. I need a legit job.
I'll type it up right now.
I need a legit job just in case shit hit the fan, man. I mean, you got to have a fucking mask on and you go into some stores and shit. Just today, I went to the liquor store, ShopRite right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me go in ShopRite real quick. They got a fucking line outside of ShopRite. They got a limit on how many people can go inside ShopRite.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm not waiting outside in line. It's cold out here. It's cold today. I'm not sitting out there. I'm going to Acme. Let's go.
Take it down the street.
Yeah. Take my business somewhere else.
Down to the fucking Acme. That's how they say it in South Philly. Everybody, Acme.
Acme.
Acme. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Y'all be safe out there, man.
Shout out you, bro.
It's fucking ugly. Shout out to you, man.
Shout it out.
We did it again.
14.
Like on that Wu-Tang song. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Yeah. Again and again and again.
Yup.
Yeah, you know what I like. You know what I call here.
The double A. The fucking, like, Orrin Anderson with fucking Four Horsemen, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you. I don't really have that many shout outs because I don't really fuck them. They all got the shout outs.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the single moms that's, you know, sneaking dudes in the crib right now when the kids is finally going to sleep and, you know, getting their shit off. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to y'all. We know y'all doing sneaky shit out there.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to get your shit right. Like, it's been over a month since the quarantine. So, you know, well, almost a month. A month.
Shout out to my friends from I did the white collar web conference last night.
Okay, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. That sounds like some KKK shit. What? The white collar, white conference. What'd you say?
It's not. It's a play on. We used to go drink, and it was at White Trash Wednesdays, but everyone's moved on and has professional lives now, so I just called it White Collar Web Conference. It's kind of like just me being an asshole.
All right, shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them.
So check out fucking...
Some of them we can't mention by name because of their chosen career path, so we'll just keep it at that.
Yeah, I checked out Ryan on YouTube, too, man. He got some shit on there. He the real deal, yo.
Yeah, shout out Marker.
I gotta see Ryan play, man.
As soon as this Rona's over.
When the Rona over, I gotta check Ryan out. Ryan, if you listening, man, I gotta come check you out.
Yeah, I told him. I said Justin's watching hockey. I've been trying for 10 years.
The only reason I like hockey is fucking Mighty Ducks, man.
Yeah.
Gorton Bombay.
We got a big one coming in next week.
Yeah.
Big guess. Big guess in the hockey world.
All right.
Eton Chavera from California.
Eton. Getting that stick work in.
Eton's coming in next week.
Bussing ass.
He's out in California. He's got a couple projects he's going to talk about.
All right.
So that should be a good one.
All right, let's do it.
It'll be our first Skyper.
Shout out to the BBWs, man.
Shout them.
I mean, we not fat phobic over here, but you know what I mean? We going to
get big, beautiful black or big, beautiful white women, all of them. We just love all of you. Mm-hmm. I almost said, you fucking fatties.
We going to get these jokes.
How can I show I love yous, but and then say fucking fatties?
Shit, you know who else loves the fatties? Corona.
Yeah, doesn't discriminate. Take us out.
Yeah, man, we out, man.
We're out. We love y'all. We'll see you next week.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Even an enemy.
Subscribing.
Gucci flip-flops. Fuck it, hit your bitch and massage.